Timmins, funding for a project protecting the waters of Canada's far north could be in jeopardy with Parliament prorogued. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday that he would resign as Liberal leader once a new party leader is chosen and that parliamentary business would be suspended until March 24. It means some bills introduced since the 2021 election are now defunct. In Northern Ontario, Mushkigowuk Council has been working on the Omushkigowukotowin project to protect the coastal and marine areas of James Bay and Hudson Bay, create jobs, and strengthen local infrastructure. While the situation happening in Ottawa adds uncertainty, the organization's leadership is determined to keep moving it forward. Lawrence Martin, director of Lands and Resources, described the prorogation as a pause button that delays some decisions but keeps operations running. It means discussions with Parks Canada about the National Marine Conservation Area, NMCA, will also continue, he said. A key concern for Martin is the $100 million earmarked for the project. Without federal oversight, he said there's a risk the funds could be redirected to other projects during election campaigns or shifts in government priorities. There's genuine concern about the loss of that $100 million, Martin said. We're afraid somebody might say, hey, there's $100 million sitting there, let's use it for something else. Martin remains cautiously optimistic and that they've been assured the funding is secure despite the government pause. Everything is still intact from our perspective and from what we've been told by Ottawa. All the promises that have been created, such as that $100 million, is still there, he said. Last winter, progress was made on the NMCA project. See, mining, conservation can go hand in hand. Director. Related. Artists can give a powerful voice, collective helping protect land, water in Ontario's far north. The feasibility study was accepted, allowing the project to move on to the next steps, which include negotiating with Parks Canada. The 90,000 square kilometer area is home to polar bears, belugas and many Arctic and subarctic species. The region's wetlands are part of the largest wetland complex in North America. Mushkigowuk Council has created a 5-member team to negotiate with Parks Canada, Martin said. While these discussions have shown promise, Ontario's limited participation remains a major obstacle. Martin said they have proposed using the Far North Act to facilitate land use planning. The protected areas could include burial grounds, hatcheries and nesting areas, and traditional hunting areas. Ontario Minister of Indigenous Affairs Greg Rickford recently signaled support for this approach, Martin said. Yet, concerns about timing, especially the potential for a federal election, are adding to the uncertainty. Mushkigowuk Council plans to meet with communities along the James Bay coast in the coming weeks to continue work on the NMCA. We're waiting for the winter road to be open right now between Muswani and communities of the coast, so that we can drive to Fort Albany, Cashechewan, Attawapiskat, and so on, Martin said. We're going to be starting to do that, driving to the communities, in the next couple of weeks. So, we're busy at all fronts.